Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
A large police presence surrounded Cadre Feed Store in Soldotna on Wednesday night after a man was seen on security camera burglarizing the business after hours. Soldotna Police Chief Stace Escott.
Officers responded to a burglary in progress and subsequently learned after the apprehension of Sam Myers that he remained in the store at closing and then kind of helped himself to the store. And then officers were alerted to the burglary and caught him actually in the store when they arrived.
A contingent of SPD officers and Alaska State Troopers surrounded the local feed store, demanding that Myers, who can be seen on a video just inside the front door, keep his hands visible.
Do me a favor. Empty out your hand. Don't hold anything. Keep your hands right here on the counter. I'd like to see you. Keep your hands there. Keep your hands right here where you see you. Right here. Keep your hands on the counter. There you go.
Myers, who has previous convictions for theft, was arrested without incident and remanded to Wildwood Pretrial Facility. An investigation into the incident is ongoing. This is a developing story. Follow RadioKenai.com for updates. There's some new equipment over at Soldotna Parks and Rec. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
On Tuesday, January 7th, the Soldotna Parks and Recreational Department received a new Zamboni. Coincidentally, on the same day the new one arrived, the old Zamboni broke at a Soldotna High School hockey game because a seal on one of the hydraulic pumps failed. The old Zamboni was over 20 years old. The new one will be equipped with a lithium-ion battery, which will provide a quick charge system and give the new Zamboni a 5-hour runtime on a full charge. Soldotna Parks and Recreational employee Trevor Baldwin says, quote, "the emissions are nothing so that it will improve the facility's air quality," end quote. This will be the third Zamboni in 15 years. Trevor Baldwin.
It was time. We're hoping this facility continues to stay around and serving the community for much further generations of kids. You just slowly have to update equipment and get new stuff. You know, I'm glad we did it.
Baldwin says that in another 10 to 15 years, the Parks and Recreational Department will probably want to switch from propane to two electric Zambonis entirely. Quote, "they do the same ice quality, and it's just going to be a little bit better for the facility," end quote. The Soldotna Parks and Recreational Department wants to give the old Zamboni to a facility without a secondary unit. If that doesn't happen, they may put it up for bid. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
The massive nationwide cyber attack that targeted the education software giant PowerSchool did not impact the KPBSD, district officials say.
The KPBSD, we were not hacked. We're not part of that because we had disabled the feature that allowed access from those foreign actors to access PowerSchool.
The feature in question, a support feature, is used by PowerSchool to connect to the education software's customer accounts to assist with various support tasks. Eric Soderquist, KPBSD Director of Information Services, said his department's practice is to keep that feature disabled unless it is necessary.
It's something that we really don't lean on heavily. KPBSD's position with our PowerSchool instance has always been to disable the feature unless we're actively working with support.
Soderquist believes that leaving this feature enabled may have left affected districts around the country vulnerable to cyber attackers. Tech blog Bleeping Computer, who first reported the attack, says PowerSchool initially learned of the breach on December 28th. PowerSchool says the stolen data could include sensitive information for minors, such as names, addresses, phone numbers, social security numbers, and more. Soderquist says data security within the district is a team effort and that the situation provides an opportunity to review and reflect on the ideas of defense and depth strategies. According to national reports, the IP address where the attack originated belongs to a website and virtual hosting company based in Ukraine. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.